This is Wade Rathke with the Daily Voice of the People News Bulletin. Inflating views violate YouTube's terms of service, but Google searches for buying views turn up hundreds of sites offering fast and easy ways to increase videos count by 500, 5,000, or even 5 million. The sites offering views for just pennies each also appear in Google search ads. To test the sites, a New York Times reporter ordered thousands of views from 9 companies. Nearly all of the purchases made for videos not associated with the news organization were fulfilled in about 2 weeks. Unite the Right, racist demonstrators calling for rallies on the anniversary of the Charlottesville, Virginia riots a year ago, were also met with counter demonstrations in Washington and Virginia. Fewer than 40 turned out in Washington, D.C. Meanwhile, thousands of counter-protesters arrived to drown out the white nationalists. Using a program called Exact Match, Georgia has blocked nearly 35,000 people from the voter rolls. Equally important, African Americans, who make up a third of the registrants, accounted for almost 66% of the rejected applicants. And Asian Americans and Latino voters were more than 6 times as likely as whites to have been stymied from registering. An American diplomat involved in an effort by the Trump administration to prevent the introduction of a breastfeeding resolution at a global health conference this spring denied making threats to Ecuador, the country that initially sponsored the resolution. Pew Research, using voter files rather than exit information on the 2016 election, has whites at 74% of all voters. CNN's exit poll had them at 71%. And second, it has whites without a college degree, Trump's key constituency, at 44% of all voters compared to just 34% for CNN. Kimberly Crenshaw, a feminist legal theorist and civil rights activist, introduced the notion of intersectionality, which stresses the complexity with which different forms of subordination relate to one another. Glenn Kessler of the Washington Post chronicles every untruth uttered by President Trump. At the beginning of August, the running total was 4,229 false or misleading statements since the president took office, or more than 7.5 per day. Voice of the People Daily Bulletin presents People's News about action and issues that demand action. This is Wade Rathke, and this bulletin is brought to you thanks to Acorn International, Local 100 United Labor Union, Social Policy Magazine, and the Affiliated Media Foundation Movement, AMFM.